Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And at 10:37, let's say we get into the week in theater. What's going on stage in Chicago this week? The other day I was filling in for Bill Leff, along with Wendy Snyder, here on the Midday Show here on WGN. And we had Ethan Hawke on. He's the young actor who plays SpongeBob in the SpongeBob musical. It's over at the Oriental Theater, which I loved. It's so funny and just really delightful. Highly recommend that you try to catch that if you're looking for some theater to see. Book of Mormon just opened here in Chicago. It's back and is hilarious as well. But we wanted to tell you about something else that is going on in the Chicago area that's a bit of a Chicago tradition. I think it's 20 years now. Shakespeare Under the Stars. First Folio Theater at the Mays Lake Peabody Estate out in the Oak Brook area is presenting Midsummer Night's Dream that's going on. And we have much of the cast in with us here this morning. So I'm just going to go around the room and have everybody introduce themselves so we can hear the voices.
Hi, I'm Haley Rice. I'm the director of Midsummer Night's Dream.
Hi, I'm Steve Peebles, and I'm playing Nick Bottom the Weaver.
I just love that right there, but just your character names. Nick Bottom the Weaver.
I'm Johanna Miller, and I'm playing Titania and Hippolyta.
And I'm Michael Joseph Mitchell. I'm playing Oberon and Theseus.
How fun is it to do this? I would think that, this is obviously classic production, Midsummer Night's Dream, but to do it in this setting, I would think, right? Is it amazing?
It feels like cheating almost a little, just sitting, being out there in this beautiful estate out in the middle of Oak Brook, surrounded by the trees and the nature, and it lends itself so well to this show specifically that I feel like I'm, like I said, like a little cheating on this, I have it easy.
I always love seeing a production outside for some reason. I don't even know how to articulate how much more enjoyable it is.
Oh yeah, it's just the it adds something, and I think it adds a certain intensity, but also at the same time relaxation, and you can go out there and enjoy a picnic, a picnic dinner with it, and watch nature, and then watch some beautiful Shakespeare, and occasionally deer come out and nibble on some leaves. It's just so pastoral in a way you don't get, especially in the city.
I don't know why it feels so real to me for some reason.
Yeah.
It just like intensifies the theatrical experience. The performances seem more visceral to me. They seem, I don't know why, just being outside, it feels that way. How about for the actors? Getting bugs in your mouth, I would imagine. Now we get the other side of the story.
Well, this is my first time doing outdoor theater, except maybe at Ravinia. But it's been really remarkable to get to say these fairy words and talk about nature and just look up and the sun is setting. And it's almost distracting because it is so beautiful that it kind of takes your breath away out there. And I think that it does inform our performances. It's heightened because you don't hear yourself coming back off the walls of a theater, so you keep putting more and more out in a healthy and way that the audience will respond to.
Yeah, and I think it just feels right, especially with Shakespeare, as these plays were written to be performed outdoors, and it just feels right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how about for you, Steve?
Well, there is the rare occasion where it's mosquito season and one of your characters is in a magical trance.
I've only introduced people. Yeah, I've only introduced people on stage. And I know the second that you're on the stage and the lights are on you, every bug in the three-state area, someone's like, oh, there he is. Let's go fly into his mouth.
Mm-hmm. And, those are the rare occasions. The beauty of live theater is dealing with the things you didn't plan to, on the specific night. And nature will do that to you. Nature will give you something new. You'll have a bat fly across the stage. You'll have a moth right in front of you. The rare occasions like that are wonderful. In the meantime, if you got to shout at the heavens, it's nice to have some heavens to shout. You know?
And every once in a while, like, nature throws us a bone. The very first year, 20 years ago, we did The Tempest, and one of our closing nights, it was timed out, so a storm was rolling out just as the Tempest was supposed to be rolling out at the beginning.
Wow.
And some of the audience was like, how did you do that? It looks so real. And we're just like, you know, it's theater secrets.
Rehearse. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps just having you describe that. I mean, that must be amazing to have that happening during a show.
It doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes a storm rolls in and in an ill-timed manner, but when it's good, it is the best.
Yeah. So how do you react when a bat flies across the stage? Or
Poorly, is what history has taught
me. We had one just the other night.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, occasionally bugs of unusual size want to land, and you have to just sort of act around it. And
yeah. So how did all of this get started out at Peabody?
Oh, well, Allison Vesley and David Rice were a couple of actors who worked in the Chicago area and lived out in the western suburbs. And they'd been a part of different theater companies out in the city, and they got tired of the commute, and they had had enough experience of, like, they were like, we can do this. We can start a theater.
Let's put on a show.
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of like those old, like, you know, Judy Garland.
Judy Garland, Mickey Rooney movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And so they just, through effort and good timing, they found this beautiful outdoor space at the Maze Lake Peabody Estate right after it had been taken over by the DuPage County Forest Preserve. And they were like, hey, we'd like to do some outdoor theater. And DuPage County Forest Preserve was like, hey, we'd like to have people know that this place exists, because it had just been all cleaned up and renovated and made public. So, and we've had a good relationship with them ever since. And they've brought on a lot of fine artistic associates over the years, and it's just grown and grown. And now it's a year-round festival. We're inside the mansion on the grounds, as well as having our annual outdoor Shakespeare. Yeah. And thanks to the support of the community and support of fine actors like the ones here, we've just gotten better and stronger and more lovely.
Yeah, well, I mean, this production especially, it really lends itself to the setting, the Shakespeare Under the Stars and being outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Talk to me a little about that, of doing this particular work. I'm always interested anytime I see anything Shakespearean being done. It's always so interesting how the director approaches it, how the actors approach it. I mean, these works have been done literally thousands of times over and over again. So to find some new ways to breathe life into it, I think would be challenging for all of you, right?
Yeah, this is the fourth time I've been in this play, and it's by far the most interesting.
Is it different every time for you?
Well, it's a different group of people every time. So circumstances, directors change, and just the group of people kind of dictates what a thing is going to be. But I'm not blowing smoke because of the people in the room here when I say this is by far the most cool and joyous production of it that I've ever been in. So that alone excites you and makes you find new things, even if you're playing a part you've played before.
Yeah.
It's a challenge if it's something you've done before or seen a whole bunch of times, and it is one of the couple most popular Shakespeare plays to be done.
Right.
But it's the people and the creative team that make it new.
Yeah. How about you, people and other creative team?
Well, I mean, going back to what you were saying about it being outside, both of my characters are very earthy in a lot of ways. The Hippolyta, the queen, she's an Amazon warrior. And so to get to walk out on stage and sort of breathe in the air out there is great. And then for Titania, before I enter, I can look out over the forest preserve and the little lightning bugs are starting up. Mm. And I grew up in California where we don't have them. So it's always like Christmas and
it's
magic.
It's very magical
to see them
for you, isn't it?
So yeah. It sort of helps create that feeling when you walk out there. And, you know, everybody, it really is wonderful, I think, joyous production. I think that's a really great way to describe our production. There's a lot of fun out there on stage.
Yeah. Steve, how do you approach this?
Well, I'm the only non-magical being in the room. Nick,
thank you.
Nick Bottom, the director working their own magic, of course. Nick Bottom, the weaver, is a member of a group called The Mechanicals. It's a group of handicraft men who decide they're going to put on a play for the Duke and the Duchess who are getting married. And the general consensus is they're less successful at it than they would like to be. So, you know, while all of this beautiful, fancy stuff is going on, occasionally these guys show up on stage and just start creepy and ridiculous. And this is my second chance to play Bottom. The first time somebody cast me professionally as Bottom, I took it as a huge compliment. Now it's my second time being a character who's known as an overactor, and now I'm starting to get nervous. But, you know, the really fun part about working with this new group of mechanicals and playing these mechanicals off the other group of royals and fairies is everybody's different. Just by virtue of having a different life path coming to this production than everybody else that I worked with. And so it still feels genuine, and it still feels heartful, and it doesn't feel like a comment on anything. It's just, it's very human, and it's very funny because of that.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll hear a little of A Midsummer's Night Dream, the 20th annual Shakespeare Under the Stars production, First Folio Theater, out at the Mays Lake Peabody Estate at 31st Street and Route 83, out in Oak Brook. It's playing through August the 14th, July 9th through 14th, to be exact. A little bit of theater right now, though, with some of the cast members of the 20th annual Shakespeare Under the Stars production, A Midsummer Night's Dream, First Folio Theater's production out at the Mays Lake Peabody Estate. Just a fantastic theatrical tradition that we have here in Chicago. It'll be going on from July 9th through August the 14th. And I know you have a couple of quick scenes planned for us. What are we going to do exactly?
Oh, well, let's start with the first scene. It's pretty early in the show, and it's Oberon and Titania meeting in the woods after a while, and they're kind of mid-fight, as it were, over the fate of a changeling child that Titania has taken. So, and they are not seeing eye to eye on this subject, as many parents often do about child rearing.
Very relatable. Very relatable. From A Midsummer Night's Dream, guys, take it away.
Ill met by moonlight, proud Titania.
What, jealous Oberon? Fairies, skip hence. I have forsworn his bed and company.
Tarry, rash wanton, am not I thy lord?
Then I must be thy lady. But I know when thou wast stolen away from fairyland and in the shape of Corin sat all day playing on pipes of corn and versing love to amorous Phyllida. Why art thou here come from farthest deep of India? But that forsooth, the bouncing Amazon, thy buskin mistress and your warrior love to Theseus must be wedded, and you come to bring their bed joy and prosperity.
Yeah, how canst thou thus? For shame, Titania, glance at my credit with Hippolyta, knowing I know thy love to Theseus.
These are the forgeries of jealousy. And never since the middle summer spring met we on hill, in dale, forest, or mead, by paved fountain, or by rushy brook, or in the beached margent of the sea, to dance our ringlets to the whistling wind. But with thy brawls thou hast disturbed our sport. Therefore the winds, piping to us in vain, as in revenge, have sucked up from the sea contagious fogs, which, falling in the land, hath every petty river made so proud that they have overborne their continents. Now the human mortals want their winter here. No night is now with hymn or carol blessed. Therefore the moon, the governess of floods, pale in her anger, washes all the air that rheumatic diseases do abound. And this same progeny of evils comes from our debate, from our dissension. We are their parents and original.
Do you amend it, then? It lies in you. Why should Titania cross her Oberon? I do but beg a little changeling boy to be my henchman.
Set your heart at rest. The fairyland buys not the child of me.
It's like music, isn't it?
It's lovely.
It's like listening to the pacing of it. Well, it's very much like listening to two people singing to each other, I think.
Yes, and it's also, there's something very natural about it because iambic pentameter, you know, the da-da, 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 yeah. It's the same rhythm as the rhythm of the heart. Uh-huh. So it's kind of, in a way, the most kind of natural sounding, natural feeling in your body and outside.
Yes.
Maybe I'm getting a little heady there, but
I'm going along with that.
Oh, good.
Because you kind of feel it that way. It feels like it gets inside of you. So, I mean, that must be it. Doctor. what else do we have this morning?
Oh, well, the next scene we have is after that, Oberon decides to get a little revenge, and he casts a spell on Titania to fall in love with the first live creature that she sees when she wakes up. So this is when Titania wakes and sees Bottom, who has been transformed into a creature with the head of an ass. So that's what we have.
Take it away, guys.
I see their knavery. This is to make an ass of me, to fright me, if they could. But I will not stir from this place. Do what they can. I will walk up and down here, and I will sing that they shall hear that I am not afraid. The woosel cock so black of hue with orange tawny bill, the throstle with his notes so true, the wren and little quill.
What angel wakes me from my flowery bed?
The finch, the sparrow, and the lark, the plain song cuckoo gray, whose note full many a man doth mark and dares not answer nay.
I pray thee, gentle mortal, sing again. Mine ear is much enamored of thy note, so is mine eye enthralled to thy shape. And thy fair virtue's force perforce doth move me to say, I swear I love thee.
Methinks, mistress, you should have little reason for that. And yet, to say the truth, reason and love keep little company together nowadays.
Thou art as wise as thou art beautiful.
Not so neither. But if I had wit enough to get out of this wood, I have enough to serve mine own turn.
Oh, out of this wood, do not desire to go. Thou shalt remain here, whether thou wilt or no.
It's great stuff. That's just great. It is, will open in previews July the 6th, will officially open July the 9th. It runs through August the 14th, Mays Peabody Estate, 1717 West 31st Street, just off of Route 83 in Oak Brook. Thank you to you all. Haley Rice, director. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming in. Michael Joseph Mitchell, Joanna McKinsey Miller, Steve Peebles, we appreciate y'all coming in very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great. Quick correction. I think when I was talking about SpongeBob, the musical, I said that apparently I said Ethan Hawke is in it. That would be quite the casting catch.
I already bought 9 tickets.
That's right. Sorry about that. My error, Ethan Slater, who is amazing. He's absolutely amazing. So my apologies for that mistake.